You're listening to the Family Podcast from PursueGod.org.
Well, hey, parents, I wanted to highlight a series we have on PursueGod.org in our marriage and family section. It's called Life Verses for Parenting. And these three verses in this series were huge in our parenting, raising our own kids. So I thought it would be fun to highlight these verses that you could bring into your own prayer time as a parent and use these verses with your kiddos and have them memorize these passages and to think on the meaning of them and how it applies to their life and see how that doesn't develop their understanding of who God is, who they are, the precious possession they are, the new creation that they are, and that God gives them a spirit of bravery and power and love and self-discipline. So I just want to highlight these verses today, and you can find the series on Pursue God. But the first one I want to highlight is Psalm 139. I think most of us, if we've read our Bibles, are familiar. And honestly, the whole chapter, not that you would memorize that, but the whole chapter really is just full of so many goodies, but I'll highlight just a few verses that we used with our kids that I think are important in the framework of understanding God as the creator and what he does for each of us and the value that he gives us as his creation. So if we look at Psalm 139, I mean, the beginning verses are basically that God knows everything about us. He knows our heart. He knows our thoughts. He knows where we're going. And what it paints is this picture that God is an intimate, personal God to us. He isn't just this God up in heaven, far removed from everything going on. And the key verses that we would key in on as far as what you would want your kiddos maybe to memorize or for you to be reminded of is starts in verse 13, where it says, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it." That was verse 14. So for our parenting, like to tell our kids from a young age that they are a precious creation, unique, totally a special, unique artistic display of God's design for them. The personality they have, the physical traits they have, the abilities they have, they all come from the Lord. And as we see, as we move on in the chapter, in verse 16, it says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." So not only is God personal, not only is God the creator and gave each of our kids special giftings and abilities and traits that he wanted them to have, and that he created a plan for their life even before they took their first breath. So parents, for us, even as parents, is to look at this gift that God gives us, that we get to be parents to these special creations of his, but to remember that our job is to speak the value that they have does not come from social media, does not come from the approval of friends, doesn't come from fashion or vacations that they get to go on or the house or neighborhood they live in, that their value and worth comes, that they are special creation of the Lord. So as early as we can start speaking that over our kids and for them to understand that that's where their value comes, that's how Psalm 139 can be a powerful passage and chapter for you to use in your parenting. But beyond that, I would also say this is what was good for me to be reminded of, is that God has a plan for their lives. And as a parent, I had a lot of fear and anxiety. Are my kids getting the right opportunities? Are they getting a fair shake at things? What do I need to do? What do I need to create to make sure they get the best of whatever I feel like they needed? And I feel like what I needed to come back to in my reminder of Psalm 139 is it's God's plan. God created them for a special purpose. And my job is to shepherd their heart towards that, for them to turn their eyes to understand who they are and that they have a personal relationship with Jesus and that they are obedient to him and he lays out the plan for their life. And there were many times that I feel like I was a roadblock to that. I put my ideas, my plans in the way, and I think that was a hindrance to my kids at times. So parents, I think even in Psalm 139, beyond the value of identity and worth is remembering that God has a plan for your kids' lives and we should not get in the way of that. You know, it says in the Bible that we can make our plans, but God orders our steps, that we need to remember not to get in the way, to be comforted by Psalm 139, that God took great care when he creates us. And not only that, he has a plan for our lives and will open those doors and opportunities. And so as parents, parents, our job is to be open to that, to be prayerful towards that, to teach our kids to be oriented toward the Lord, to be grateful for this awesome, almighty God that cares about them uniquely and personally, and that He will open the right doors and the right plans for their lives. So that's Psalm 139. I encourage you really to read the whole chapter because it's just full of so many great things. But then the second one ties along with that, and it's 2 Corinthians 5:17. And what that says is this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. So this idea that when our kids put their trust and faith in Jesus, the old is gone, the new is here. Now that's complex and can be hard to understand, but I think what we keyed in on with our kids is that Jesus gives us a new heart, a tender heart that wants to be responsive and obedient to Him and really leaving the old things behind. So for many of our kids and the culture we live in, it's all about performance. So it's like, I got to do everything right or God wouldn't love me. That this verse is talking about, no, your value and worth is already there because God created you, like we learned in Psalm 139. But beyond that, when we put our faith in Jesus, it's like the old stubborn, stony heart that wants to go towards sin. Like Jesus, through His death and resurrection, gives us victory over that and gives us this new heart that wants to be sensitive and obedient to Him. So we don't have to carry around guilt and shame of past stupid mistakes that we make because we're a new creation. And I think for some of our kids, that's going to be a good verse to keep coming back to, for them to memorize that, to be reminded of that, that they don't have to carry around that heavy backpack of all the things they've done wrong or the things that they worry about, the guilt and fear and shame and anxiety that they might have, to say, I'm a new creation in Christ and He is going to continue to do new things in me and the fruits of the Spirit are going to continue to grow in my heart and I am a new person in Jesus. And so again, like I said, this is probably a verse that you want to bring into when, you know, mistakes are made or disappointments happen, to just for our kids to be reminded at the spiritual level, that is what really matters, is that they're a new creation. The old is gone, the new is here. And even in our mistakes, God works those for our good. And so we don't have to live in fear and anxiety or be struck by the performance trap of life that we have to do or be certain things in order to be accepted. So that's 2 Corinthians 5:17. And then the last life verse is 2 Timothy 1:7. And that says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. This was a verse that I used a ton with my son. He was a people pleaser and he had this like burden of just wanting to prove that he was good enough, honestly. And so we just had to help him realize like, it's okay to go out there on the basketball court and make a mistake. That doesn't mean you're not a valuable person or God doesn't love you or that you're not good enough. That God doesn't work in fear. That's not how He motivates us. And I think for a lot of our kids, that's what they're held captive to, is they're afraid. They're afraid to fail. They're afraid to put themselves out there. And what this verse is saying is, that's not how God works in our lives. It isn't about fear and being timid and afraid to put ourselves out there or to try something new. You know, for some of your kids, maybe it's going out for the team or trying out for the school play or going on a worship team at church. And they just kind of live in this place of like fear and being timid and afraid to put themselves out there because they're afraid that they won't be good enough. People are going to make fun of them. And that this verse is so good as a life verse, just to say, no, when you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, here's what you get. You get power, love, and self-discipline. That the Holy Spirit working in you is going to motivate you to be brave, to put yourself out there, that you're not ruled by the fear of rejection or that you need to be perfect. And also, here's something too for our kids, I think would be good. Not only is it just about being afraid to put yourself out there, but it's also about the love piece, that even with the Holy Spirit in us, even the bully at school or the cool kids that leave you out or the friends that don't invite you to certain things, even that, with the Holy Spirit in us, we can still love and care for people even when they do wrong to us. That's a good thing to bring this verse in when our kids are being mistreated or feeling left out, that the Holy Spirit says, listen, with me working in you, you don't have to be held captive by feeling left out or rejected, because with the Holy Spirit in you, you can turn that rejection into, you know what? I'm going to learn from that experience of how I'm not going to treat people. And I'm going to go find friends that are going to treat me with love and respect. So we don't stay in a victim mode. We can turn that into something that God uses to strengthen our kids. And then of course, self-discipline, one of the fruits of the Spirit that we all need. Again, for my son, it was a lot of like when he felt like he messed up or put himself out there or made a mistake, he would just get really upset and frustrated. And so we had to keep coming back to this verse of like, listen, buddy, with the Holy Spirit in you, you don't have to give in to those emotions that make you want to, you know, yell and scream and throw your bag and say, I quit. But you have this, the self-discipline piece of like, I can control my emotions and I can turn this disappointment into something that it's a learning experience for me. And I'm not going to be held captive by my crazy emotions. So parents, I hope these were, like I said, these were huge in our parenting with our kids. I encourage you to go read those verses, read the articles in this series, listen to this podcast a couple times, and find ways to bring these verses, these chapters into your parenting and remind your kids like God's word is living and active and applies to their life even today. It's not just this book that mattered, you know, centuries ago. And just use these verses, speak life into your kids, give them a different framework than what they hear in the world around us and see what that does just for their self-worth, just having that understanding. Because by the way, I didn't mention this earlier, but in the Psalm 139, who knew how important it was going to be to have an understanding of God's design and creation than when we're living in a culture where gender dysphoria is a thing culturally. And I think as parents, we need to come to that and say, kiddos, God is the God of the universe. He doesn't make mistakes. He is a God of love. He's not going to put somebody in a body that they weren't meant to be in. That's a different issue. That's a fallen nature, sin issue, something else going on there. God doesn't make mistakes when he created you. And so Psalm 139 can be another verse you use. We have other topics on Pursue God that address some of the gender dysphoria, gender identity issues. But I'm telling you, parents, using these verses, memorizing them, keeping them in the forefront will really help your kids develop that biblical worldview that we all need.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to give to help support our ministry, please visit pursuegod.org/donate. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.